Vinny and Nikki in the morning present
The X Challenge. Do you trust an old friend to spill the beans about you?
How about someone you had a crush on?
How about your ex-wife?
I guess that's referring to me. Ex-wife.
You're the only one here with an ex-wife.
Yeah, get the hint.
We'll be getting to that tomorrow. And we're peeling layers, getting to know us a little more from different times in our life. And the other members of the show spoke to somebody from our past. So on Friday, Nikki and I spoke to Denise, was an old crush of Sam's back in CJEP, right? You were pretty much in love with this girl.
Yes.
Big deal.
Head over heels.
Yeah. If you want to listen to that, it's up at thebeat925.ca. And up next is a former roommate of Nikki's. His name is Jeff.
Yes.
And you lived with him a little while ago, right?
Yeah, a few years ago.
Back when you were living in Ottawa,
correct? In Ottawa, yeah.
All right, first off, how long did it last, and was it ever romantic?
We lived together for about a year, and I think that was about a year and a half ago now.
Was this like a platonic roommate thing? Was there a little romance involved?
That's hilarious. I'm pretty sure she wished she might have wanted to be a third party in my gay marriage.
Oh, God.
So, Nikki, we all know you as a very gregarious personality, a lot of fun to hang out with. But what's it actually like living with you?
Have you guys ever gone to Canada's Wonderland and had that or gone on that ride, the Behemoth?
No, but it sounds scary.
So, like, it's exciting and it's scary and it's good and you feel awesome after it all. It was really exciting. She's a really, really awesome person. She's very different. She's not what I'm used to. So whenever she moved in with us, it was she was worried about my health a lot more than I was.
Well,
of course you were.
I whipped him into shape.
Big surprise.
He came and exercised with me. We did burpees.
Oh, yeah. Poor guy. He couldn't escape it, eh? He
was stuck.
And even now, when you bring food into the studio, it may be criticized. You gotta be willing to take the but it's nice. You care about what we eat.
He'd be like, "What is that smell?" I'm like, "Burning sage."
Oh, my God.
Well, the fire department's outside. All right. So, and we also wanted to ask Jeff if there was like a specific memory that stuck with him, something that really encapsulates your character.
We had a lot of really fun times. There was a random night after work where we just kind of gathered around the little island, as people do, instead of sitting on a couch when you have get-togethers, and grabbed a bunch of spatulas. And it started with Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, and then it escalated to, like, a bunch of other songs that we just sang around and drank wine. And
did she convince you that she can be a professional singer like she just tries to convince us every day?
All the time.
She really thinks that she could be pro.
Yes. Yeah. She does.
She's got something, but I never showed her my true talent to show her what real singing was like.
Of course, Nikki, you and your singing, right?
I mean,
oh my God,
it's a regular occurrence. It's a regular occurrence on this
when
show.
When you went away.
That was not my best.
You can do it all, though, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston. I mean, you sing all the great divas.
Truthfully, the best night, though, when we're having wine, standing around the kitchen, singing songs into spatulas.
I don't want you to stop.
Okay, that's enough.
That's more of a rap than a singing.
Yeah.
I'm a rapper also.
We're going to get to the juice.
You were single at the time, so you must have brought men home.
I remember this one time she was talking to me about, she used to go to this bar close to home, I would say frequently enough, and there was this one particular individual that she was mentioning that was, he seemed well off and was constantly buying a bunch of drinks, and then I think she hung out with him and his wife, and it ended up being one of those situations where it might have, I think she thought they wanted to have a swinger situation. I don't think she did. I'm pretty sure she didn't do it. She's got good morals, but I don't think she did it.
Yeah, no, I didn't think that. He thought that, number one. Sam, I don't like the whole you must have brought boys home thing, too. That's not true. Everybody
like
can just settle down right now, okay? You're allowed to become friends with a couple and go swim in their pool.
There's
and
no
go
judgment.
For a couple of drinks with them, okay?
There's no judgments here. This is an open environment. And, I mean, when you live with someone, it's only normal to have disagreements with roommates. But was there ever, like, a real falling out?
There was once upon a time when I told her my brother was going to move in with us.
Okay.
And that created a lot of tension because it was me, who's now my husband, Nikki, and my brother. And she was very much against this. She really, really did not want this to happen. So there weren't, like, really harsh words exchanged, but it was a lot of tension, some everyone sticking to their rooms. It was kind of like a bad episode of Big Brother.
And how long did that last for?
I don't think it ever ended, but she has admitted that he is a good guy.
Okay. You remember this well?
Yes.
I can't. I live with roommates, and we had a standoff. It's the worst. It's so uncomfortable.
There was too many people living in this house. It was a big space, but it was like, okay, we had two dogs, two married men, me, and then she's going to bring his big smelly brother in, who did end up being a nice guy, and he cleaned the bathroom when I asked him to, so what are you going to do?
So all's forgotten.
Freak out if I were you.
When all is said and done, though, would Jeff ever live with you again?
If she can hear this, you can tell her that I don't overuse the word love a lot, ever, actually, and she's a big fan of the L word. Mm. She, literally drops that word like she's giving out Halloween candy. But you can tell her that I like her a lot still. She is an optimist, 100%. She's positive. She always finds the good in everyone she can talk to. There's once upon a time, me and her, we are very both strong-headed people, and we both have our opinions, and we both don't want to settle on who's right and who's wrong. So you can see in each of our faces whenever we're having a debate that we're trying to understand the other person's point of view, and it just doesn't work. It's like a blank face. But it's a good time. But she sees past all that. I would love to live with her again. I would let her come back.
Look at that.
Yeah. We did love each other, even though he wouldn't say it.
Would you ever live with roommates ever again?
Yeah, I actually really liked living with... I mean, ideally, I found a man that I'd like to...
Right.
...spend my life with. Ideally. That would be ideal.
Ideally. Until then.
But I like living with people. I really like, especially gay men.
But it was great to know, great to hear those stories from when you guys had fun and all the health stuff.
Yeah, we had good times. Okay. You know me. Right.
Whenever
know
there's me. A spatula around, though, watch out, because she may start busting out some acapella.
All right, so we'll continue this tomorrow, the B-Sex Challenge. You guys spoke to my ex-wife, and you guys did ask her why we're no longer together.
Sad because of, his work and then my work, we grew apart emotionally, and it was kind of like we're living roommates. The Beat 92.5.